that lets you save.
Who cares?
True form life. Green look on.
It's all a step-by-step process, and many times we don't know where to start. So I'm telling you where to start today. So it's knowledge and then taking action steps to where you want to go.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another show. Welcome, and I hope you enjoy. Today, we are talking about perimenopause and bloating and the direct connection between bloating, hormones, estrogen. We're getting into all of it. And then a heavily requested topic, activated charcoal. We're going to tie that in here, and I'll explain that with you. But this is activated charcoal is one of our products. And to be 100% transparent, that's why we do these shows, to offer education around healthy living, supplementation, improving your health in a number of different ways. And if you don't know, we sell our own products as well. So I feel like, I think most of you know that. Some of you may be coming in. We have a bunch of new people coming in quite regularly, which is awesome. If you're new, welcome. And then we always have different listeners that could be on the podcast, could be on the radio as well. So that's in a nutshell who we are, what we do at True Form. So these shows, if you're listening with us live, we always love the shows to be live, interactive. Questions are always welcome. We just did last week we did a live Q&A, which was awesome. I love that. Gives you guys a chance to ask your questions, and it gives me a chance to learn more about the questions that you want to know, which gives us the opportunity to do more work around, or more content around, more specific questions for you. So hopefully that's clear enough. I just wrote this post, and I was talking about the Super Bowl. I had no idea the Super Bowl was on. Is that crazy? That's crazy for me. Maybe not for like a percentage of the world, or at least North America, right? Like I grew up as an athlete, and that's what we did. Like we looked forward to the Super Bowl, and there was like a whole week of hype, and I watched all the regular season games, and it's just a different world I live in now. I honestly didn't even know the game was on. And I feel like, again, probably some people are like, I didn't know the game was on either. But in the world I grew up in, everyone knew the game was on. So it was like, it's an odd statement for me, but I just wrote about how my life is in such a different place. And when I watched, I was a fanatic. That's all I did. Like I loved sports. I loved watching football. And my whole week was based around watching the games during the weekend. And I wasn't in a good place. I wasn't like that unhealthy, but I mean, I wasn't where I wanted to be. I was broke. I was angry. I drank too much. And I feel like a lot of people are in that situation now. Probably not our audience. Like our audience is mainly menopausal-ish women. So maybe you can't relate with this at all, but that's kind of where I was at. And I'm happy I made the changes. So yesterday we had a little pre-birthday celebration with our little man, and we had a blast. It was such a good time. And I thought, I just think about where I was and where I am now. And I'm so grateful for the place that I am in life now. And I feel like so many people feel stuck. Like I'm stuck, and it could be your health situation, or it could be your environment, it could be your job. But I feel like so many people feel stuck in the position that they're in. And maybe sharing that story from you, like a lot of times people think it was easy for us to get here, like where I am now. We get a little emotional here. We spent years wondering how we're going to pay our bills, right? Like spent years with no one watching, and I have no idea about business, and hanging out in the wrong places with the wrong people. And I'm in a much different place now. And I think that regardless of the situation you're in, you can change if you're willing to make those sacrifices, if you're willing to be uncomfortable, like saying goodbye to friends that weren't necessarily serving you or supporting you or offering any type of positive influence, right? So at any rate, I will carry on with our topic, but hopefully that offers a little bit of inspiration. All right, so let's talk about the topic today is perimenopause and bloating. So this is what we do. Like this is what we work with. Our audience is usually 40 to 60 year old women. So here's what we see. And I'll share my experience with you. And we see that in many cases, and here's the thing is like sometimes people are like women in particular, like I'm not experiencing that. Like, okay, or I'm not 40 to 60. Like, that's fine. That's fine. I'm just telling you the average. And here's the thing is, like, menopause comes in at many different ages. Some women hit it really early and they have all these symptoms and they're like, what's wrong with me? Like, nothing's wrong with you. That's part of life. Okay. That's part of your cycle. That's happening. And then some hit it later. And then some get really heavy, side effects, symptoms, and some barely feel it at all. And here's the thing is that we've noticed, and this feedback is coming from our audience and our clients, is that the better, like the more healthier they tend to be, or the more they clean up their diet and start moving properly, like moving their body and exercising, the less symptoms they have, like less hot flashes, or they're not so intense. They're sleeping better, not so much restless legs. They don't have that bloat, that they call it like the meno belly, right? You have that little belly that's starting to show that's never really been there before. So we get this feedback all the time. So I want to share that with you and offer some light around a subject that is challenging. Like in many cases, women have been, like you in particular, have been doing one thing for your entire life. And that either has worked. So it could be you haven't done really anything. I'm talking about exercise wise, nutrition wise, haven't really done much, but you haven't had too many health issues that have come up like this. And again, this is what we hear, that, oh, I have never really gained weight before. And now I'm gaining weight at a rapid pace. I've always slept, like never had hot flashes. That's an obvious one. Or I've always slept really well. And now you're not sleeping anymore. So it's just a different phase in life. But for you, it's like my different phase in quitting football. We have to look at the actions that you're taking or the inactions that you're taking. So in many cases, we're not doing anything. Like women aren't doing anything in particular, weren't on any type of eating program because they didn't have to, right? Or they may have been a little bit overweight or a little bit uncomfortable with their weight. And now perimenopause is hitting and they're starting to gain more weight and they're not doing anything. They're like, what's wrong with me? I'm not eating more, but you're going through different changes in your body. And now is the time where you have to start making changes if you want to see different results. So I tell everyone, like anyone that comes into our program, is that you have to manage your expectations through the actions that you're taking. So here we see in most people, we want to see massive results. We want to see a big chunk of results, usually in a short amount of time. But the problem is some people aren't willing to take those action steps or to see changes in their, or they're not willing to take those action steps or to make changes in their life. So consider this, someone comes into our, I'm talking about our Metabolism Accelerator program. It's our MAP program. So you have someone that comes into the program and they're willing to take very small steps to change their lifestyle, or they're willing to make a very small amount of changes in their life, but they're expecting big results, right? So they're like, oh, I've tried a few things in the meal plan. I'm working out once or twice a week, and they're expecting, like, how come I'm not seeing all these results? And I tell them, like, if you're not willing to make bigger changes and do all of the exercises and follow the meal plan exactly, that's massive action towards the result that you want, right? And I think we all know, like anytime I say this, I get like a head nod or like, I know. So as much effort as you put in is what you get out. So I say, the more effort you put in, the more results that you're going to see. Like, oh yeah, I know. And then 3 weeks go by and you have one person that's seen great results and they're super happy. And then we share that on social media. They have another person that has done very little, making very little changes. And they're like, how come I'm not looking like that person? And then we have to go back and say, what changes have you made? How closely are you following the meal plan? Are you exercising? No. Okay, so let's talk about it. What can we do to get you start following the program closer to take massive action to get the results you're looking for? So as I talk about bloating in particular, and at this perimenopausal state, you have to understand that if you're willing to take more action to change the situation you're in, you'll get more results, right? So some people will watch these shows, like these live training masterclasses, webinars, whatever you want to call them, and they'll take the steps necessary. Like people will message me, where did you buy that product? How do you take that? And then other people will do nothing at all. They're like, oh, that was good information, and move on. And I'm not here to judge either way. I'm just saying, if you don't take action towards the information that you hear, then it's more for entertainment. Probably not that exciting. It's probably more for entertainment purposes than knowledge purposes, or to improve your situation in life, right? Okay, so now that we understand that, and it sounds funny, like maybe an oversimplification, and I'm not trying to dumb this down. I just think that many times when we start working with someone, there's no connection to the actions. So we're in the position that we are in life because of the actions that we're taking or the inactions to where we want to go. So someone often will be like, I want to have more money in the bank, right? But then instead of looking at saving or let's say what you savings, less spending, having a side job or asking for a raise, whatever that is. They want to have more money in the bank, but they don't do any of the action steps to take them there. So it's no different. So I'm going to talk about bloating here in particular, right? So for you, must be willing to take the action steps to see the results of what we're talking about. So I think it's for my first tip, like here, I think it's worth mentioning that you have, as you age, your estrogen levels change. So those estrogen levels actually drop. So the problem with that is, as those drop, you have less gut bacteria. And because you have less gut, but that didn't come out properly. Because you have less gut bacteria, you have more bloating, right? So what we have to do is improve your digestion to reduce that bloat. And it's understand that it's all connected, right? Because of the stage that you're in life, either in menopause, perimenopause, whatever that looks like, is that your body composition is changing. So estrogen levels, this is that hormone we're talking about. Like, how do I balance hormones? How can I fix my hormones? This is part of what we're talking about, is improving your gut health and how it's all connected. So it's even more important for you to pay attention to what you're putting in your body and what's helping with digestion and what's not. And I'll talk about activated charcoal here, but I don't believe, like, I'm not in any position to say or in any belief that any pill, potion, or powder is going to change your situation without you taking proper action steps. So that's nutrition as a whole, that's being active, that's reducing your stress levels, right? So, and that's what I'm talking about, is that it's less bloating, less hot flashes. Once we start working with women in particular, they start to see less menopausal types of symptoms or effects. They start to feel better. They have more energy. They have more confidence. So just think about that, for example. If you're in a dark place and you don't think anything's going right, and things like life is challenging on its own, right? And then you hit menopause, it's like, thanks for kicking me when I'm down. But the healthier that you can become, the more your body will be able to deal with this, I guess what I'm saying. Moving towards action steps is understanding what you put in your body will affect that bloat. And what we want to do is have a flat tummy, right? Like, who doesn't? Let's be real. So once we start to look at the foods we're putting in our body, we can start to control gas, bloating, indigestion, constipation, diarrhea. It's all in the same level of digestion, and it all is directly affected by your gut bacteria. So that's why it's important to understand what you put in your body will help you get closer to where you want to be or take you further away. So in particular here, let's talk about some of the things that you can do to improve your gut bacteria. You can stay away. So let's talk about a few things you can stay away from. Obviously, refined sugar is one of them. Not so easy to stay away from because of the world we live in. There's temptations everywhere. You can look at rancid oils. You can look at highly processed foods. And I'm just talking about like cheap garbage like foods. I wouldn't even call them foods. Like, often we're hitting the fast food and then we're bloated afterwards and we're like, oh, I don't know what happened. Like, come on now. We know what happened. The challenge there is that we have to figure out why we're doing that. Like, why do we know that hitting the fast food restaurant or hitting the drive-through is going to cause us to feel horrible, but we do it anyways? So that could be part of self-sabotage. That could be part of not being on a proper plan or program that has you prepped and ready in advance. That could be not planning properly, like having a meal plan or prepping in advance, like we're talking, like when we work with our clients. So there's a lot of different reasons why you're there. Like, you're in that drive-through, maybe starving, hangry, and you need something to eat, but why are you in that situation? So that's what I like to work on. That's what I like to think about, is the reasoning why that's happening, or the reason why. So that's the action that you're taking, or the inaction of why aren't you meal prepping? Why aren't you putting quality foods in your body? Why doesn't everyone consume fermented foods every day, right? It's a much different mindset that you should be thinking about, especially at this time, because if you don't make that change, it's just going to get harder. And I hate to be the bearer of the bad news, but if you don't start making changes in your life now, as you age, there's just more health issues tend to come up. And we know as we age, the older we are, the more medication that we're on. That's just how it goes. Because you take one form of medication and then you take another form of medication because of the side effects. And then that's not really addressing the root of the issue. It's just a band-aid. So another issue comes up. And I don't know what the average is. I think it's something like 4 to 6 different prescriptions the average person is on, especially as you get, those medications only increase the older we get. So that's why we have to start taking action now. So for me, like, understanding understanding like fermented foods, I'm a big fan of. So you could look at kimchi, which is a stretch for a lot of people. You could look at raw sauerkraut. You could look at kombucha. There's a number of things that you can do to help improve your gut microbiome and help your body digest at a higher rate. I did a whole show. If you want, let me know in the comments if you want the show on, Did I do a whole show on digestion? I must have. I'm sure I talked about it all the time. I've done a whole show on digestion, improving your digestion. If you want that show, let us know in the comments and we'll send it over. But you have to say, please send me the show on digestion. If you say yes or send it to me, we're not going to know what you're talking about. I'm a big fan of, let me go real quick. So kombucha, I'm a big fan of. We drink it every morning. That's what I'm drinking right now. And we actually make it. So we're starting to make our own again, which we haven't done for quite a while. So that's kind of exciting for me. Probably not for you. But you can make your own kombucha if that's something that you're interested in. So I really like spicy foods. We make our own homemade kimchi. Raw sauerkraut. Like sauerkraut is so easy to make. What can someone help me out? What is it? My grandma used to make it and we've never made it. I don't know why, but I think it's two or three ingredients. What do you put? Like chop up cabbage. So those can help improve your digestion, right? You could also look at some other things like, I like, for example, chicory root tea. Big fan of chicory root tea. It's very bitter. Some people say it's like a coffee alternative, but if you talk to any coffee drinker, nothing can replace coffee, which I'm okay with. But that's something else that you should pay attention to, right? Like IBS and coffee, directly linked. People that have digestion issues, many of them drink coffee every day. You could look at any energy drinks. Energy drinks are a great way to destroy your digestive system, right? So if you're dealing with, and I know I've mentioned some of this stuff in the past, but if you're dealing with this right now in particular, you have to be extra accurate with the choices you're making. You have to make even better choices because you're going through this stage in life. So if you want to get rid of that bloat, you have to do a better job of having fermented foods, of avoiding those things that you've drank for years on a regular basis. And now you should probably think about, maybe that doesn't serve me the way it used to, or maybe there's another option, right? Okay, so that's important to understand, right? We got that taken care of. We have to start putting better quality foods into our digestive system and then adding. So you have to look at the nutrition of what you're consuming. You could even look at some things like, are you allergic to dairy, or does dairy disrupt your digestive system? Some people it does, some people it doesn't. You could look at something like liquid magnesium. Obviously, we're a big fan of magnesium in particular. That can help your digestion. That can help your, that will definitely help with your gut and your intestines because it's a relaxant and everything in our digestive system is so wound up and so tight, so like twisted in knots, that needs to be relaxed so we can start having proper bowel movements, or we can start improving our digestive system, which will naturally give us more energy. So we hear from a lot of women at this age, like, I'm tired all the time. What's wrong? What's happening? And then we start looking at their food, what they're putting in their body or what they're not putting in their body, and we clean up their digestion and they naturally start to have more energy because it's all connected. So those are important steps for you to take. And these aren't like one thing isn't going to change your life. You have to start eating better quality foods, prepping your foods in advance. If you need help with that, you reach out to an expert that can, and then you slowly start to add some fermented foods into your diet. Maybe you supplement with liquid magnesium. Maybe you have some raw sauerkraut, not the cheap stuff that sits on the shelf at Costco. It has to be in the cold section, fridge, or make your own super cheap and super easy. And so these are the step-by-step, that you can take to start improving your digestion, start to balance hormones better, start to reduce that bloat, and then you start to have increased energy, and you start to increase confidence, and you start to feel better about yourself, and your clothes start fitting better. It's all a step-by-step process, and many times we don't know where to start. So I'm telling you where to start today. So it's knowledge and then taking action steps to where you want to go. So one of the other ones that you guys kept asking me about talking about is activated charcoal. So activated charcoal is a game changer. This one, besides our liquid mag, is probably the most messages we get in of people saying, this has changed my life, which sounds extreme, but it's true. If you have digestion issues, and I'd imagine many of you sitting here do, we can show you results in a short amount of time by taking step-by-step, step-by-step. By following the step-by-step process and improving where you're at, right? Like it's not rocket science, but the other thing is there's so much junk out there. Like there's so much nonsense of like, just eat all these packaged foods and you lose weight. Right? Like, no, don't do that. And there's so much junk out there. That's the problem. So if you can get hooked up with a proper program and people that care about your situation and can improve your situation, it doesn't take a long amount of time. So Amy recently signed up with us for
longer term. We're super excited working with her. But so activated charcoal. So it's been used for thousands of years. This is crazy, right? This has been used by the Egyptians. It's been used by the Greeks. They used it for a number of different things. They actually used, I believe it was World War I, when the poisonous gases were coming out, they were using activated charcoal. So we have known about activated charcoal for a very long time. It's just, I feel like in even like Eastern, they're a bit more holistic. They're a bit more advanced when it comes to that natural type of stuff. And it's new to a lot of us here. We've been taking it and using it and producing it for, I think, 4 years now. But it's still, we still hear people all the time like, what is this activated charcoal? So activated charcoal, it's an absorbent. So you look at activated charcoal is also used for air filters. So it's used for air filters. It's also used for water filtration systems. So just think about how beneficial that is in your body. So here's what we do is we, as a society, we put really low quality food-like substances into our body, and then our body doesn't perform properly, or doesn't perform as it should, in my opinion. So we are bloated, we have gas, we have indigestion, we are overweight, we're upset, low confidence, miserable, the list goes on. If you find a product like an activated charcoal that can make a difference in your life, and that will help remove toxins, how could it not benefit you, right? So if it's one single ingredient besides the capsule, it's just activated charcoal, that's what you should be looking for. This was before we got into activated charcoal on a deeper level, and we went to Sri Lanka, and we're like, oh, travel, water, always heard like take activated charcoal. So we bought this product, and it said activated charcoal on the bottom, and it was like 80% ginger and 20% activated charcoal. And we're like, this is a ginger product. So you have to read the ingredients, of course. They got us, which is why we're so passionate of teaching you guys to always read the ingredients and know what you're putting in your body. And so at any rate, activated charcoal can protect your digestive system for sure. It can also protect your kidneys. It can also protect your liver. So for example, the Super Bowl just passed. How many people drank? Faces off. Quite a few people hungover this morning, right? I certainly was years ago. So you take activated charcoal to help absorb that alcohol, and then it flushes it out. Alcohol as a toxin, probably pizza and wings, it'll absorb as much as possible and then flush it out through bowel movements, which is why it's important we have regular bowel movements. If you're constipated or only having a couple bowel movements a week, we got to dig a bit deeper and look at the action steps that you're taking, like I've mentioned earlier. Let me take a step back. Our activated charcoal is actually coconut derived. Most is wood derived. Cheaper type of a quality product, different processing. So coconut derived, and it's, what was I going to say? Ours is in capsule form. In most cases, it's a powder form. So that's why we brought ours to market in a capsule form, because we asked our audience. I thought it'd be easier in a smoothie. I think it'd be easier to mix in a glass or a shake, but everyone's like capsule, and it is quite messy. Like if you get it on the counter, if you get it on your clothes, it's hard to get out. But activated charcoal, they put it in toothpaste. They put it in toothbrushes, like the bristles, to help draw out toxins. We also have a product called oil pulling. I'll talk about that in another show, but it's activated charcoal, tea tree oil, MCT oil, and you swish that in your mouth. So at any rate, to help draw out the toxins, you could use baking soda, turmeric, and activated charcoal as a teeth whitener, as a natural teeth whitener. I do that once a month in the shower, because if turmeric or activated charcoal gets anywhere else, pretty well stains. Okay, so hopefully that's clear enough. We recommend taking 2 to 4 caps in the evening before bed. The easiest, and so it's not overwhelming, 2 caps sits on your nightstand before bed. So why do we mention or suggest having it in the evening? Is because we probably consume toxins throughout the day that we don't even know of. It could be through water. It could be through food that we're eating out. It could be through alcohol. If you want to take that a step further or level up, before you go to a restaurant, we always take 2 caps. And that doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what types of food that we're consuming. It could be as clean as possible, but we don't know what's in the dressing. We don't know what's in the oil. We don't know how the food was prepared. So we take 2 caps before a restaurant. And then if you're going somewhere where you know there's going to be alcohol, you know there's going to be wings, like you're going to wing night or appetizers, deep fried appetizers, we take activated charcoal before. And I'm not saying, I would say like we stay away from that as much as possible. But that's not to say we never go to wing night, or we never go and eat a bag of chips, or the things that we probably shouldn't be eating, or we know we shouldn't be eating, right? That's going to cause that gas, bloating, indigestion. So you can take your activated charcoal before you go, and then I would take it after as well. And then if that was the case for me, like, okay, let's say worst case scenario, I'm going for a wing night, and I'm going to have more than a beer. Sometimes I'll go and drink a beer. But if let's say I'm going to have 4 or 5 beers. which is rare. This is what I would do. I would go and I would have activated charcoal before the wings. Then I would beer. Then that night I would have two more caps, possibly four, before bed. Then the next morning I would have two more caps. That sounds like an overload, but I'm trying to detox as much as possible. I want, like, activated charcoal is very porous. It's very absorbent. Like, think of a sponge. It sucks up everything that shouldn't be going in your body. Now, I'm not a doctor and I don't pretend to be one online. But taking activated charcoal and medication, I don't believe is recommended. Well, I know it's not recommended, but you should talk to your doctor about that. And so that's why we say take it in the evening, because most of our clients that are on medication, they take their medication in the morning. So that's why it's difficult to say take your activated charcoal in the morning, because most people take medication. That's the world we live in. What else did I want to mention? If you activated charcoal, I feel like everyone should have activated charcoal in their house. If your dog eats poison, if your kids get into medication or antibiotics, like my brother did when we were kids, he got into my antibiotics, took him to the hospital, they gave him activated charcoal and ice cream. You should probably have activated charcoal anytime you have ice cream. But in my opinion, and then we travel, right? So many people are, like, everyone on social media is going to Mexico right now. So you're traveling, different foods, resorts, alcohol, water, activated charcoal. Like, it's so important. And I'm telling you that if anything, any one of our products, or probably any supplement in particular, could act short term as a type of medication. Most times natural supplements take a while to see benefits, right? But activated charcoal was one of the few that I found that works almost instantly. Like, if you have some type of heartburn or indigestion, we hear from our clients, our customers take their activated charcoal, and it almost disappears. So that's a more natural type of, like, you want to stay away from Rolaids. You want to stay away from, what's the other one? Tums. Like, that destroys your gut bacteria. So the more you take, the more you have to take. And it's a bit troubling, like that vicious cycle of what's recommended for digestion. So once you start to balance your gut bacteria, that will help with your hormones. Once you start to consume better foods, once you start to live a healthier lifestyle, like we mentioned, we found that your hormones start to naturally more balance. What if you take medication in the morning and at night? Could you take it, say, in the afternoon? So, So one thing is that I would work to get off medication. I don't know if that's a thing. So one of our clients that I'm working with, they were taking a handful of medication. And I said, do you have a plan with your doctor to get off the medication? And they said, no. So your doctor's job is to provide medication. That's what they do. That's where they're an expert. They're an expert in that. They know medication or should. So their job is to provide medication. And in my opinion, it's our job to tell them we want to reduce the medication. Now, I'm not saying you should do that alone. I'm trying to protect myself here, obviously. This is just my opinion. I'm not telling you what to do. Don't go off all your meds and say Drew told you to. You should talk to your doctor and ask him when is a good time where you're able to reduce the medication that you're on, and come up with a clear plan. What are the things that I can do other than medication? Or what can I do to supplement medication so I don't have to take so much? At what stage can I reduce? Can we set up a plan for that? I think that is super valuable, and asking those questions or having those conversations are very important, that most people don't have with their physician. So you have that conversation with them and you slowly decrease and you supplement with food, with exercise, with natural supplements. And that's how you get into a better place, a better situation, in my opinion. So you can take activated charcoal anytime. If you want to take it away from medication, take it in the middle of the day. That's fine. This is the challenge, right? You don't want to take it with other medication. And if it's good quality foods, like clean foods, whether that be organic, farmer's market, you're preparing it yourself. You don't want to take your charcoal with food, right? That's why you say usually take it before bed or first thing in the morning. If you're getting up for an hour, like you're up for an hour and you can take nothing, like no supplements or medication, it's probably fine then. I'm not going to comment on when you should take it with medication. I'm just saying that that's a better option. And then if there's nothing right before bed, otherwise you might want to talk to your doctor when it comes to when the best time. Like, the challenge is they don't really know, right? They don't know natural supplements. Like, ask them about magnesium. There's nothing wrong with that. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. It's just that sometimes we go to the wrong places, right? Like, would you go to the tire shop and ask them about your kitchen utensils? Probably not, right? You go to someone that knows what they're talking about, but you go to one person for everything and hope that they have the right answer for you. Like, one person can't be an expert in everything health. Like, if you ask me about other supplements, like a bunch of other supplements, like I don't know a ton about a bunch of other supplements because we specialize in a few. We're very good at understanding and learning and teaching about a handful of supplements. All right, I'm out of here. Thank you guys so much for being here. Hopefully that's helped. If you have any questions, we're only a message away. Otherwise, have a great day and we'll talk to you soon. Bye. All right, that's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body.
Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/trueformlife. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/drewtadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. if you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with True Form Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.